Hello,
hello,
everyone. I am so glad to be back on tonight. This is your host of Free Talk Radio. This is Brownisha. I have my co-host, Crystal, that should be on with me. Crystal, are you on? Are you on, Crystal?
I am here and live in effect and ready.
Yes, okay, so we are on tonight, and I was thinking before we get into the show, we want everyone, be sure to mark your calendars that you know that we are on a Free Talk Radio every first and third Friday of the month. We want to make sure you do not miss our show, so make sure you have it in your calendar, that you put it in your phone, that we will be on air every first and third Friday, and we come on at 6 o'clock, and it is now 6 o'clock, y'all, so I hope you guys are ready for a treat today, because we are most definitely excited to bring forth what God has given us for today to share with the people, to share on air. I mean, we are pumped up, and most definitely after that first time coming on air and truly being blessed by the people, we were excited to get back on here and discuss with you guys that we're going to do our part two of Walking in Newness. We're going to kind of continue on from our last time being on here. We didn't just want to hop subjects, but we wanted to stay in that place because we're now at the 19th day of the month. Mm-hmm. We're at January 19th already, y'all, and we just want to continue to just speak that we are walking in newness. For this year, for 2018, regardless if we didn't do it any other year, this year we believe that we have been mandated to speak to the people that we do a shift this time around, that we don't stick with the old mindset, stick doing the old things. So tonight, me and Crystal we just go have our time, however the Lord deals with us. We will be sharing with you guys on air, and we are so thankful for all of our listeners, all our supporters, all of those that are spreading the word around about Free Talk Radio.
Yes.
We are most definitely thank you for Shonda, for her just her support and how she played a part in it. And so we're going to go on with the show. We do have a guest caller that will be calling in a little later. We know that some people will call in just to listen and might not necessarily talk, and we're fine with that. So we're going to go on into the show for Free Talk Radio for tonight, y'all. Y'all be ready. I think y'all might need to get y'all some pens and paper because we going to be saying some stuff, and I want to make sure you guys take notes. It might be something that you need for in this season. It might be a word that you need in this season. So make sure if you need to go get you a pen and a paper, make sure that you guys have y'all pen and y'all paper ready, because I know it's going to be some nuggets through on here tonight. Amen. So I'll go and allow my co-host to just bring her vibrant self onto the line and just share what all that she has to share for tonight.
Well, it's like you said it all. You kind of set the tone for me because at first I was like, yeah. But you set the tone, like you kind of did it all. But I'm basically piggybacking off what my friend said about the newness, basically part two. And I don't know if you want me just to kind of go in like that, but I'm glad she called it part two, because I don't know if some of us have, have looked at the calendars or even looked at the date, but sometimes we, every year when we come into 2017 or 2018 or any other year, we've came into, I don't know if y'all did it, but I probably have done it before, and I think my friend can testify to that, that we probably put timestamp on new year, new me. And I don't know if y'all think y'all supposed to be done at a certain time, or the changes are supposed to start right then and there, because I was one of them. And just to go into something, it was somewhere, and I believe y'all, don't quote me, but it had to be on Pinterest. I know some of y'all probably got Pinterest out there, but I was looking on Pinterest, and I think I was just looking through pictures, and it was a statistic that says 80% of people that have resolutions, basically 80% of them by the second week of February, they don't go through. And I know some of y'all have made resolution whether you guys want to lose weight or whether you want to get the gains or whether you want to go back to school or get the car, whatever, however your resolution was. Me and Bryce was talking earlier about some of those resolutions, and some of them you don't see them manifesting. You don't see them in the first 2 weeks of January or even after. And I guess the question that we have tonight was, what do you do? Because hers was, she definitely see hers, and mine's, I kind of look like, dang, where is it? You know, and I guess on certain topics, I'm going to let her definitely kind of add on to it. But in one topic, it was the finances. And I'll be honest, because I told God today, what do you want me to say today? And I was watching something on Hallmark, and don't judge me, but I was watching something on Hallmark, and I heard the man say something about being authentic. And I wanted to take my shower, and I got the shower, and by the time all that had happened, I just said, I want to talk about transparency. I want to talk about something real. And the something real was, I didn't see a change. And I'm saying it for me, my finances, I didn't see a change in the numbers. I didn't see a change in the way I was handling my finances, the way I was getting on time with some of my bills. And I'm looking like, where is it? What a change at? Because I asked for my finances to be like this, and God is Jared 19, and they almost looking the same way. And I want to kind of chit-chat on, like, y'all finance, not even just the finances, but where you guys are now that it's January 19th. Have you seen a change, or where are you at?
And I'm looking like, what a change at? Because I asked for my finances to be like this, and God is Jared 19, and they almost looking the same way.
Why is it? Go ahead. I don't know why it's doing that.
Can you hear me? What? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You know what? It excites me, though, you know, because when the difficulties and the little challenges are coming in, that just lets me know that we doing what we're supposed to. But you just go on. I love it. You know, sometimes you get frustrated with the distractions and the way stuff is popping up. And then when I see stuff like that, I'll be like, oh, well, Jesus, I know. We doing what we're supposed to do. So hallelujah.
Hey, you know,
so go on, Crystal. Go on.
What you said that note. I'm actually adding on to what you just said, that little small part right there, the distractions. And I feel like even the new year, and I'm not trying to sound just so, like, deep, and, like, everything kind of, but I'm just saying, I know how I took that. Just by using that little thing, distraction, to get us off the track. Because even though this is, like we were saying earlier, this is, January 19th, we're still in this new year, something distracts us to make us think that nothing is going to change. We don't see it. And I feel like those distractions need to go. Like, they really need to leave and go, because, like you said, some of those distractions are good because it means that we're on the right track. So that kind of, like, it's kind of crazy that you said that. But, you know, it's kind of funny how that just went. But, yeah, the distractions, they're not looking right. They're making me feel kind of, like, on edge. Like, what's going on? Is it going to change? Will it change? Or what is it that I need to do? So I don't know. That's something I want to kind of talk about tonight was, you know, the changes. Have you seen any changes? And how do you guys view that? Because I know, and I'm not trying to sound so – I don't want to justify what I am, but I am spiritual. But sometimes in the natural, when you're supposed to be doing something and it doesn't look right naturally, you're like, oh, wow. You get automatic. And I'm looking like it's still January and nothing has changed. And naturally, I want to get mad, but spiritually, God was saying, I'm still here. I still got you. It's just a process. So even though it's still a new, fresh year, it's still a process, y'all. So I don't know if y'all are getting it or kind of understanding it, but basically I was kind of thinking about my finances and wondering where has it changed, when will the change come, and I know it's still kind of new, but I wanted to see something fast. And I know some of y'all are honest too. Y'all want to see some fast results, whether you're losing weight or whether you're going back to school or whether you're doing anything that requires process. It's like you want to see something quick, and that's what I want to say. I kind of was looking like, where am I changing at? Because I don't see it, and I kind of wanted something quick and fast, and I kind of want to be on, like, my stuff, like, quick. I want to kind of hurry up and change, and I don't know if there's such thing as a kind of microwave change. I don't think so, but yeah. Right, you kind of go in on that, because I got a lot.
What I can say about that is, you know, you might say, like, oh my God, like, even me, and because even it's like a justifying about being spiritual. And what people get twisted sometimes is because we have a relationship with God, because we know God, because we're ministers of the gospel, people get it confused that we are not challenged or we won't go through the same thing as everybody else. But what is failed to realize that we are human beings. So, yet, even in you being a human being and you saying, okay, it's the ninth day of January and my finances is still looking the same, like, okay, I'm not saying that it's fine that your finances still look the same, but what I'm saying is, okay. And if you remember when we went, I remember going to we went to a Bible study, and the Bible study was, it was okay. Because sometimes, because we are spirit-filled believers, we are taught, we are people, we are encouraged that, you know, oh, it ain't supposed to be like that. Oh, well, I remember, and I'll share this openly. I remember saying that I was going through a stage of depression, and somebody was like, well, how do you be depressed and you know God? And if the thing about it is, we're not exempt from anything. Bringing us into Christ and knowing who he is, it puts us in a position now of choices. It's simply making a choice on which direction are you going to go about of doing it. But do we always go and do we always have the mind frame that I'm going to overcome this situation? No. Some of the situations will frustrate us. It's been 19 days, and God, I spoke, and we believe that when we speak a thing, that it shall be so. And it's not that it should change, but even when it don't change, we have to continue to stand on it, that we know the God that we serve, that it will. So it's New Year's. Okay, it's the 19th day. Okay, your finances still have not changed. And in it not changing, you know what it do? It puts you in a position to talk to Jesus a little more. Because you go, I know, you know, people, money get funny. They are, you know, they go back to God, and when stuff ain't going back, they be all up in his face. You know, people really want to talk to God when stuff is bad. So sometimes God allows us certain things to be that way because he wants us in his face. He wants us to lay before him. He wants to conversate and talk to, you know, he wants us to talk to him. And when stuff be peachy creamy for some of us and we just all blessed and we all healed and we all walking in good health, we be functioning and partying. You ain't been talked to God about nothing. You ain't talked to him about nothing. So I'm saying, what am I saying? I'm saying, okay, you saying, if you know, you made a declaration for 2018 that your finances have not changed. I mean, that you wanted them to change, and they have not. I love that delayed is not denied. We still got how many more months in the year from 2018 for it to shift. And just keep your mind that it will shift. And that's for even the people that's listening in. You know, we always hear that money is the root of all evil. But money pays the bills. Money does keep the lights on. Money puts food in our belly. You know, we do need the money, but we don't want to allow that to be in the forefront of our mind, that it's just money, 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 money. And we forget about God, because we have to go to him. And he says in Matthew 6:33 to seek him. He said, if you seek ye first the kingdom. So we know is that's yet back going back to talk to him. So that would be my encouraging word for the people. That's saying I'm 19 days in and ain't nothing changed. Because, I heard you speak that, you know, I said that things were, I saw some change. And I saw some, that doesn't mean it was changed on every area, but I did see some change. Oh. I might have probably had like four things listed, and probably two of them I saw some manifest, and the other two have not. But I know that faith without works is dead, so I can write them down. I can have faith that they will come to pass. But if I don't put no work at it, then, hey, what do I expect to get out of it? I mean, I believe I was talking to you when I said, you know, people, they want stuff. I told an individual was expecting to get something from me. And I said, well, you know how you have a bank account and you put money in it? So you can only go to the bank and withdraw if you got some money in there, unless the Lord has supernaturally blessed you. And then some, you know, somebody else has been a blessing. But in order to get something out of something, you got to put something in it. If you want to drink water from the cup, you got to pour the water in there. So, you know, we got to begin to do things, and that's walking in newness and shifting your mind from doing what you did differently. I mean, I attempted to write me some notes before the radio station started, and that didn't work well. It did not work well. It didn't.
But you know what? The stuff that's coming off your mind, do you know when you said the word work? Well, people don't get. And I'm not trying to say this, but even when I go back to when you said us being as people that are in God, some of us still think that when we say a prayer that we just sit there and wait for him to just magically do it. And I don't know if everybody's seen the movie probably Aladdin, but the genie that's on here, a lot of people treat God like it's a genie. Like, I just say something and he magically do it. I don't know if people know, but when you say we're in a relationship, that means partnership. That means we work at it. That means not necessarily I sit back and watch you do you do everything for me, but that means I'm a partnership. That means I'm going to sit there and pray and fast, but I'm also do my work. And when you said faith without work is dead, that word again, work. What am I doing to work at my finances? And I'm just saying this for me since that was my struggle with the first 19 days. What am I doing? And I called Brandisha last week. No, I ain't going to lie. I was on I had seen a concert. And I'm going to say the name because I want to see Sammy and Eric Bellinger. And I'm like, oh, I'm going there February 14th, Valentine's Day, and I ain't got no man. I'm there. And I'm like, I'm there. And I was like, I'm there because I went to one before and I was all the way in the back. I'm like, nah, next time I go, I'm going to be in the front. So I had in my mind made up, I'm paying for that $50 ticket. Seeing my check come, it was not looking the way I wanted to look. And I said, oh, my God, I'm not going. And I kid y'all not, I bet you out of my own way, I was going to make the money come out of my own way. I was going to maneuver some stuff, borrow some stuff, go down here. I was like, oh, no, I'm about to go see these people. I got to go see them. But something in me, and I don't know if it was the same day I talked to Bernisha or not, but I said, I looked at my finances and I looked at the stuff that actually had to be paid, not fun stuff, but stuff that actually had to be paid, like my phone bill and other bills. I said, you're not going, Crystal. They're going to have to wait. You're not going, and you're not going to be in that front row seat paying $50. You're not going to go. So I'm saying that if some of you guys are wondering what are the steps to maybe getting some of those results to either the money situation or the losing weight situation, it's work. It's actually putting it in not just the prayer, but he said prayer and supplication. So that means supplication means something you actually got to do too. That means write it down. That means actually walk it out and make some rules and put some notes down. So the work I had to put in, y'all, was I couldn't go to that concert. I couldn't pay $50. I can't do that. That $50 has to go somewhere else. So for the new year, let's not just talk about it, but do it. And I want to definitely revert back to when he said, don't be a hearer of my word, but be a doer of my word. That means we're not going to just talk about I'm blessed. We're going to walk like the best. That means we're not going to talk about how good he is. We actually got to make people see that he is good. We're not going to talk about, oh, I'm losing weight. We're going to actually just do the work, eat the healthy meal, and then let people see it. Let people see your results. And I'm saying it as a, and I'm going to be quiet after this. I'm going to let Bernisha talk. But I was telling her, I seen something on Pinterest again about that when you're losing weight and you're going through the stages, it takes 3 weeks, I believe, for people to see. It takes 5 weeks for you to see it or something like that. But I was saying it was a process. It's steps. So in order for your finances to be well or the losing weight or getting in school, there's process. There's process, and there's kind of basic steps to do it. And I don't know if people know that, but there are rules to this. You don't just willy-nilly just ask for something and think that you're about to sit on your butt and it does not, and it just happened. No, and I'm not lying. That was me. That was me on a lot of stuff. And I told Bernisha earlier, I'm trying to do a lot of stuff in the new year, and maybe I don't think I'm doing too much, but I do want to lose the weight. I do want to look good. But I was telling her there are days when a lot of times when I would not get up because I was so tired. I was lazy. And before I even knew I was saying lazy, I automatically said, oh, no, God, take this procrastination spirit away from me. Because a lot of times when we go through stuff, we think we just going through this to be going through. No, it's a lot of stuff that we go through that do have a name to it. Sometimes you're not just sad because you lost this. Sometimes you're not just angry because it is a lot of time it has a spirit attached to it. And I was like, this is a procrastination spirit. I don't want to get up and do this. It's not about just looking good and trying to be sexy. I honestly want to work out and I honestly want to better myself in many ways. But my thing is that procrastination spirit really set on me for a long time, even with my finances, and I'm going to tell you the truth, I had so much going on my finances a month before the new year that my phone got cut off. I owed my school, but I was procrastinating till my phone got off for a whole week and a half. I was late for my school that was about to garnish my taxes. So I'm going to be quiet after this, but it was a lot of stuff I was doing because I was procrastinating. But I don't want to rush before God, and I don't want to do this. No, sometimes, y'all, be real with yourself. A lot of us have procrastination spirit. A lot of us have doubt. A lot of us have no faith. A lot of us do not have works in us. A lot of us do not know. We're tired. Some of us are tired, and I'm saying this not in a good way, but some of y'all, we tired. We are tired because we got too many excuses, and God is tired of us with these excuses, these mediocre prayers, and then we think we're about to get this big blessing. What are you willing to do? And I'm saying to myself, for real, what are you willing to do? And I was willing not to go to that conference. That I want to see those. That is, I want to really have fun and live. I have to do what I have to do. And that means there's some places I cannot go because I need to take care of business. So I'm going to say that, and Bernice, go ahead and chime in. Cause, yeah.
And she's trying to throw it over to me, but God is really using her. I mean, to be transparent. And that's another, you know, and I'm not going to say that's another thing, but for some, it's time for us to just be real with ourselves. You know, be real with ourselves and real with the people around us. Because we've got so caught up in being, I won't necessarily say it's a people pleaser, but in denial about certain things, or we're just not truthful. You know, I went to a Toastmasters class the other day, and the man, he started off, he said, "What do you need to be honest about in 2018? And I just laughed, like, because I was thinking, like, okay, what did I need to be honest about? But even in being transparent, like, that's being honest. You know, and I truly believe that, and being transparent with our lives and the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis, I believe transparency helps. It helps because if somebody somebody going through what you're going through, and they probably thinking that they're the only one going through it, you know, even for our lives, it's that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of our testimony. And in our testimony, we tell of where we've been, and we tell where God has brought us from in the testimony, and it's still yet glory unto him. So I still say, you know, it's a blessing for you to just come forward and say, you know what, I was trying to go to that concert. I wanted to spend my money there, you know. And I thank and praise God for how God is moving. I'm on the air because as we get prepared for April of this year, I'll be having a Break Free Women workshop. And that's one of the things we're talking about in the workshop is about your finances. We're talking about your health. We're talking about your mindset, all the very things that are keeping you from getting to where you want to go. I mean, one of the things when it talks about finances, God dealt with me. He said, if you be faithful in a few things, I will make you ruler over many. And some of us, we won't be faithful in our little small little areas. We don't want to pay on the little apartment we got, but we're looking for a mansion. And you have to be mindful, very, very mindful of what he said. I mean, if you want it, then you got to work very diligently at it. You got to do what it requires of you to do it. Because if you got that job, in order to get that job, you got to take all these different tests and all these different things to get the job. So in order for us to grow and move in God, it's things that he requires of us to do.
Yes.
But it's also a blessing to be honest when you say, you know what, I'm a woman of God, I'm this, I'm that, and you know, I'm struggling. Transparency will help you. But I'm going to tell you this. But it's going to cost you something at being transparent as well. Let me just go and tell you that. Because when you have confessed, when you have admitted that you had a struggle in an area and you've confessed it to people, then now you have put yourself in a position that you have to grow at it. Because it's not 6 months, a year later, and you come back saying that I'm such and such, and you know I'm still struggling with something. I mean, then you got to check your relationship with God. Because, I mean, in a relationship with God, I don't know about everybody else's, but he don't allow me to stay the same because sometimes I don't be wanting to do certain things, and that Holy Ghost begin to pull at you, and you can't do stuff the same. But I mean, just saying, Crystal, it blesses me that you're saying it because there's somebody out there listening. If somebody listening, like, you know what, I'm going through that same thing. I'm struggling with that same thing, and we are telling you that even in your struggle, push, pray. You know, even Crystal shared, she didn't go to the concert. Maybe you're going to have to give some stuff up. Maybe you can't go to the concert. Maybe you can't hang out with your friends the way you used to, and they getting all messed up and you wearing the same little mediocre outfit. Maybe that's what it's going to require of you to get to the next level, that you save your $100 from going to the concert. I'm one that I love me some Indian hair. I love to spend my money on Indian hair. But maybe it might require me in this season to wear a ponytail because I'm going to have to put my money somewhere else because that's what it's going to take for me to get to the next level. I mean, we got to be honest with ourselves in this season. Walking in newness, you can't do the same stuff you used to do. You're going to have to change up. You got to do something different. It's time to do something different. I mean, Crystal, you tell me probably about a year or so ago about you trying to do, we would have just been going to the concert. We would have talked to the book collectors like, hey, holla, I'll see you later. But then God began to deal with me. He began to deal with me. You know, I told the church, I said, for some people, You may go, God may show you favor, you go to the dealership, and you may be able to put money down. For some of y'all, y'all have been so tricky with y'all money, y'all going to have to prove yourself. Y'all going to have to work diligently to save y'all money. Y'all going to have to work on y'all credit. Y'all want these houses. Y'all want these cars. Y'all want these businesses. If you be faithful in a few things, the Lord said he will make you rulers over many. So if you're trying to get to the many, baby, be faithful in the few. That's, if you want to be walking, truly walking in newness, and I believe if you tuned in tonight, and I believe if you listening later on tonight, and you want that, you saying, you know what, I'm tired of living the same way I'm living, and you want to claim 2018 to be your year for real, because every year, oh, this is my year. I look, and Facebook of the memory, I said 2017, 2017, I praise God for 2017 and all it had for me. I saw that memory today. I said 2017, it showed up, did have something for me. It had some stuff that I showed up wasn't looking for. But I was able to grow. I grew through the disappointment, through the sorrow, through the mourning, through the grief. I grew through it. You know, so coming to 2018, if I truly want to proclaim that 2018 is the year for Brownisha, Brownisha has to do something different. And I'm truly, I gotta do something different. We gonna have to do something different, folks. And I'm always, I point at me, because you point at people sometimes, and they, why you judging me? Why you this or why you that? So I talk about myself. I don't talk about you, but I'm praying through by the Holy Spirit that in me testifying, in me saying how God used, how he's dealing with me, and how what is required of me, that maybe by the Spirit of the Lord that you will receive it and say, you know what, well, let me try something different this year. Let me shift a little different. I believe on the last, when we did the last time on air, I said, you know, I begin to no longer put expectations on people. I no longer put people in position that I expected them to be somewhere, do something. You know what? I was you like, better. God, if it be thy will, if it be your will, Lord, not my will, Lord, but your will. And I don't think some people in this season want to say your will, Lord. You know,
that will cost you something. When you said your will, and it's so funny, because you know how people can boast, oh, I've been in the Lord 20 years, I've been in the Lord 15 years, but then have you ever uttered your will? And the last year that I started seeing your will, I bet you that's when everything changed. I bet you when I really people said when I said your will, because I was expecting stuff from people, I was expecting stuff from myself that I couldn't do in the natural, that I had to do through the Spirit, so I started saying your will. I did not say that the first year I was with that man. I was not saying that the second year I was with God. I was not saying that the third year. And I kid you not, I was not saying that the September or October of last year. I just started saying that maybe October or I say by the end of October or November, I started saying your will. And I love the fact that everything you were speaking about, a lot of people, because you're deep right now. You're deep right now. Hello, welcome to the neighborhood. What you were saying,
on the line, caller, could you announce your name and where you're calling from?
Did the caller hear me? Because Chris, you didn't got so excited.
You didn't got so excited. So I wanted to make sure that the caller, can you hear us?
I don't know if they can hear us. They rung the doorbell, but they ain't. They didn't want to step into the room.
Yeah. I guess they said it's probably too much heat up in there.
Step into the light, Carolyn. Okay, no.
You know what? But I'm going to tell you something. I just thank and praise God for just his Spirit. I thank him for his Spirit. And I do know that I
did have someone calling in tonight.
Yeah, at 6:30. I want to make sure I'm aware of that.
To make sure. Did you say, Crystal?
I said it's 6:30, so that person should be called in because I don't want to take their spot.
I'm in.
Okay, girl,
we called you for a national name. We didn't hear you, honey bunny. So we
Hello? So who's the caller that we have on the line?
Venus Chandler.
Venus, let me tell you something. You can come with a little bit more fire than that. When we be on that fire talking, honey, that fire be behind that voice. Let that fire flow through this line on tonight.
Hi, I'm just scared. I'm up here in the Big Bear Mountains, girl.
Oh,
right. So, you guys, we do have Venus on the line. Venus is our caller calling in on tonight. Venus is she out in Big Bear, y'all. I'm just telling her business. It's her birthday tomorrow, so we just gonna shout her out while we on air tonight, telling Venus happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And if you guys had a pleasure, if y'all had the pleasure of knowing her, like I know her, and see how we ain't gonna tell her age, but I mean she's a beautiful, beautiful woman of God. And age, as she look, age ain't got nothing on her. When they say black don't crack, she is one of a living proof that they need to put in front of a magazine.
Thank you.
And say black don't crack. Amen. But she's calling in tonight to announce she has something awesome coming on coming up in the month of February. So she's going to announce her event. Yeah, so go forth, Miss Venus.
Well, ladies, we got something good coming y'all's way. February 10th, 2018 is my inaugural Girl Power Within, unleashing your capabilities from inside out. When you come into this event on February 10th at 11 o'clock, you will leave about 3:30, 4 o'clock that on that day, a changed person.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to show you how to take your power back. We're going to show you how to live in your purpose. We're going to show you how to make sure that you put self first, okay? Outside of God,
Amen.
Thank God that is. All
yeah.
right? So I'm telling you, I want all the ladies that can come out on that day, February 10th, 2018, from 11 to 3 at the doors open at 11 o'clock. We're going to have vendors there. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. We have four great speakers there. I am one of the I'm the keynote. I'm just hoping to see everybody there, every woman there. I want to show that woman how to just go after it, take her power back, steal it back.
Mm.
That's what I want to do.
Amen.
Okay.
And you know, I'm working right now. I'm going to because I know that in order you guys to attend this event, that you will have to register. And so I'm going to make sure that I add that the information, that the link for registration, I'm going to make sure it's added into our chat room. So for those of you who are listening, if you want to attend this event, that you're able to register. You're able to register and you're able to come out and you're able to be a part. I am so honored. It's truly a privilege that I will be one of the empowerment agents on this event. So I just thank it and praise God for that. And even just openly thanking you, Venus, for even just seeing me fit, you know, seeing the God in me fit to talk to the people that is coming out to this event, you know. So I'm an honor and a blessing to be able to be a part of this, and I'm so excited because I'm telling y'all, I just love the feeling that the Lord be giving me on the inside. When we talk about this
Come
event,
on.
I'll be like, Jesus, like,
right.
okay, Jesus. Like, okay, so I'm going to make sure that I put the link to register. I'm going to make sure that it's added to the chat room. So for those of you who are listening, that you guys are able to attend the event if you like. So y'all make sure y'all just come out, and join Miss Venus as she goes. I mean, because I know it's so big, y'all. I know that it's going to be very, very big, and I'm so excited for Venus as well. Yeah, I'm excited that your vision is being birthed this year. I'm excited. I'm so excited about what is getting ready to take place in this Girl Power event. I mean, y'all say girl power. We some girls, because it's a little girl on the inside of you that have grown into a woman. So I don't want to even get too much of it on the radio. So, because if y'all want to get it, y'all want to get the full scope, the full entree of the Girls Power Within, you guys will be sure. So, what you say, that's going to be at the Carson Civic Center in Carson, that Saturday, February the 10th. And as I said, I will announce it again that I'm going to make sure that the link is put inside the chat room for those of you who would like to attend. And so, Miss Venus, is there anything else you want to add while you are on the air, honey?
No, I just want every woman to know that we are as one. Do you know and do you understand we are greater in numbers? Do you understand how powerful we are? Do you understand the strength that we have? Let me explain something to you. God chose a woman to bring his word forth. That tells you just how strong we are, okay? If he didn't think that we were strong enough to bring the word forth, he wouldn't have never chose a woman. He would have chose a man, but he chose a woman. And he chose a woman because he know our strength. And we are we are much stronger in numbers. So it's never about competition. It's never about doing better than the next.
Right.
It's all about being one. Okay? And that's A. But I might lose out here in the mountains because y'all going in and out. But I just want y'all to be blessed, and I really appreciate Ms. Brownisha. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate that you're going to be one of my empowerment agents. I really appreciate that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Well, look, thank you again, and thank you for calling in, and thank you for announcing this awesome event, because I know it's some ladies that needed to get this information. Enjoy your birthday weekend, and just be blessed.
All right, then. Okay.
You're welcome.
For my birthday.
All right.
See you later. All right. Okay, bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, so you guys, I want to be a big bear. You know what, and I'm going to tell you what's so blessing about this radio station. I just love it how, you know, we're in a place where we can just be ourselves. We don't hear laughing, we chit-chatting, and it's still just glory unto God. And it was something that I just pulled from when Miss Venus was speaking, and she was saying about a woman. I don't want nobody to get it twisted. You know that the women rule the world. We ain't walking in that kind of stuff. We don't move like that. We move by the Spirit of the Lord. We are put where God has placed us to be. But what's the awesome thing is I had watched a movie. And it was the movie about the crucifixion of Christ. And it showed how Jesus' mother, Mary, how she stood there. And she watched her son be crucified. She watched his life be taken. And even when Miss Venus said something, it just showed me the strength. Because if you can think in your own mind, in your own sense, to stand in a place and to watch your own child be put to death. I got two beautiful children. And I'm telling you, if you even look at them cross-eyed, I'm about to jump on you. And I'm just going to be honest. So I just look at Mary as an example of strength as a woman to stand there and watch her son be crucified for a greater purpose. For me, you, and you to walk and to be who we are. So when we're talking about walking in newness in 2018, we have a Lord and Savior that hung on the cross that you shall be free. So don't allow no shackle. Don't allow nothing of your past to keep you bound up in something. Keep you bound up in that mindset that is keeping you from getting to where God wants you to be. Because even when we talk about being authentic, whoever God has designed you to be in this season, to be a minister, to be a designer, whoever he has designed you to be perfectly you and walk in that. Don't allow doubt. Don't allow what's around you, because it doesn't look like it's supposed to look to you. It looks foreign. It looks crazy. It looks foolish. Well, God said that I will take the foolish things to confine the wise. So if your stuff looks like it ain't like everybody else, be authentically yourself. Be who you are and move in God and do what God has designed for you to be. Jesus hung up on that cross for you, for all of us. He did it for all of us. So don't allow your mindset to keep you stuck, that you continuously be in the broken relationship, that you continuously work the job because you feel like the job is all you will ever have. You know, come up out that place. Come up out that place. And I know that I have been mandated to come and uproot everything that was not sent from heaven. And God, God does not desire that we be stuck. God, if stagnation is not buddies, that stagnation is not one of his friends. That's not even a word that is in his vocabulary. That's not even sent from heaven to be stuck and to be bound up. He put Jesus on the cross for freedom. I mean, I don't know if I even talked about this. Again, I remember even just when Paul and Silas was in prison, and they just praised them, and the shackles fell off. It is not his desire that we be stuck, that we be stuck in a place. It's time that we walk in newness, walk with your hand held high. Don't be stuck where you used to be. I mean, if you would want to have a New Year's resolution, if resolutions work for you, hereby me, walk in your resolution, but let it manifest. Don't put don't put something down and don't stick with it. I mean, we got about 15 more minutes on the air, so let me even say this about procrastination. Crystal was talking about it earlier, said we're going to have to talk ourselves out of it. Because if you want to make it, if you want to get to the next level, if you want to be that visionary, you truly want to be he or she, if you truly want that business, if you truly want to get up out that shack or get out that same life of poverty that you've been living in, it's going to take that you no longer procrastinate, that you no longer say, oh, you know what, I don't feel like doing it today, or you know what, if I do it, it's going to look stupid, or no, you don't know what it's going to be. You're going to have to walk in it to see it. So try it. Faith without works is dead. You can say, oh, God's going to do it for me. But if you don't work at it, then how are you going to get there?
Yeah.
And because I'm going to let Crystal chime in, but I even shared with her, and this story might not go just as directly how I'm about to say it, but that's how it was given to me. I heard the story, and this man talked about a man being on an island looking for a treasure, and he was going to find the treasure within a rock, and he began to search through the rocks, and he would know that he had the treasure because once he put his hand up on the rock, it will get warm to touch. And so he continuously, days after days, he picked up the rocks and it was cold. So he knew automatically, okay, but this ain't it. So he threw it in the sea. This ain't it. He threw it in the sea. Every time he touched the rocks, he threw it in the sea. So his mind, grab a hold so that his mind had already been conditioned that every rock was cold and it just wasn't going to work for him. When he got to the warm rock, when he got to the rock that was warm to touch, because of his mind frame, he threw his treasure into the sea because he thought like everyone that he was going to pick up was going to simply be told that he was never going to reach his treasure.
What?
He got to his treasure and threw his treasure away because of his mind frame. So what am I saying to you? I dare you to change your mind in 2018 to get to where you got to go, because your mindset will keep you stuck. Your mindset will have you throwing things away. Your mindset, I don't even know who this for, but because you've been constantly mistreated by a man, and man after man have mistreated you, you come to the right man and you can't receive him for who he is because you've been broken, because you've been hurt, because you've been mistreated. You got to the right man that God has for you, and you can't receive him for who he is because of your mindset. It's time that you change the way you think. It's time to change your mind.
Jesus.
It's time to change your mindset. In order to walk in newness for 2018, you got to change the way you think. Even if you're trying to lose weight and you thinking that I've tried it all and it still have not worked, you need to change your mindset, because it is something out there for you that will work, that will help you to lose the weight. Even with your finances, you got to change the way you think. Come on, people. We're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a shift. It's going to take a mindset change. And it's going to have to happen today. It's going to have to happen now.
Yeah.
Right now. You don't have no more time to wait on your mind being tore up. So you're going to have to sit down. You're going to have to write some notes. You're going to have to take you some time with Jesus. And you're going to have to begin to figure out how you go. I believe it was me and you, Crystal. Even how you got there, like, you know, you got to a place that you thinking like that, but what caused you to get there? What made you feel like this is going to always be like that? I mean, because the man, he went through, we could just say, over a million rocks. So the million rocks is what caused him to be in bondage because they was cold to touch. But what's your why? What got you stuck? And so I'm going to put that out there, and I'm going to let Chris, so I'm going to just let you chime in, because I know they probably tired. They probably like, get her off the air.
No.
Get her off the air.
No, this I know we really friends and we really in spirit, because you told me that same story literally hour before we got on there. But when you kept seeing the treasure, and it was being thrown away, I kept seeing somebody feel like they've been thrown away. I kept feeling a woman being thrown away. I kept seeing that you are the treasure. You are the missing piece to somebody's life. And the thing is, I kept hearing, and I at first I had the word concerned. When somebody told me the word concerned, he's concerned about what you're concerned about. But God is concerned about you. You worry about everybody else.
Wow.
You're worrying about how you go do that. But he's concerned about you. Stop acting like that you're the black sheep. Just because you're the black sheep of your family don't mean you're the black sheep to God. Just because you didn't get this and you don't get that does not mean you're not worthy of that. He is concerned about everything you're concerned about. I don't care if it's your face you're concerned about, if it's your body you're concerned about, your finances. You think it's so small because your prayers don't add up like everybody else's prayers. But God said, I'm concerned about what you're concerned about. And you think it's so small, but it is big to him. He loves you. He is concerned about you. And at first, there's a lot of stuff that I was stagnant about. I was stagnant because I had no car. I was stagnant because I was still living in my mama's house. I was stagnant because my finances was not looking right. I was stagnant in so many places because I felt like that was not his concern. I felt like God's concern was always my spirit, the inner man, and it is.
Mm.
But he's also worried about my natural. How do I look? How
yes,
do I feel?
Yes. Come
How
on.
Do I present myself? And I was mad about my hair at one point. I'm mad about my face because my face keep breaking out. He's concerned about that. To where last week I said, God, you got to give me a product that can work for my face. You got to give me a product that can work for my face. You got to give me to like myself because my hair is shorter than what it was when I first went in to get that weave. You got to make me like myself because I hated looking like that. And today I wanted to cry because I kept saying, why my face keep breaking out? Why my face keep looking red like this? I want to wear makeup every day to work, but I'm tired of looking like I'm tired of covering up. But he's concerned about that because when I come to talk to people, I got to talk to them so free. But I'm so mad my face keep breaking out that I don't look the way that I want to look. But God is saying, I'm concerned about you, and I'm concerned about everything you're concerned about to the smallest thing. So it's not those big houses that you're looking for. It's not that man that can give you $1,000. It's not that BMW and you trying to find an $18 job. He is concerned about you for real, for real. Without the makeup, without the wig, without the small waist and the big booty. Because that's exactly what I kid y'all not, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I'm striving for. But he's concerned about something else. He's concerned about the stuff that you don't talk about. And it was so funny. I don't know if you're crying. And it was something that I wanted to say when I asked concern. I Googled, what is God concerned about his people? And it said in Psalms 139, it said, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life, I was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me? Oh, God, they cannot be numbered. And then it said, I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up, you are still with me. That man's still with you because he's still concerned about you. Whoever on his line, he is still yet concerned about you day after day after day. And I know my friend brought up the word depression, and I know some of us have dealt with that. But every time you wake up and you still mad, you got to somehow change your mind and your perspective to say, dang, he still got me here? Because some of y'all probably want to die. Some of y'all really want to kill yourself. Some of y'all really don't want to live no more. But there's no way in heck that you keep saying you don't want to live, but every day and every year he keeps keeping you. That's saying, I'm concerned about you. I love you. I still want you here. And if your mama didn't want you, your daddy didn't want you, that boy didn't want you, or your friend didn't want you, he says, I still want you. That means you still bomb. You still get it. You still lit. And you still in. Because some of y'all feel like y'all outdated, that y'all don't match up to people's stuff today in 2018, because 2018 is moving really fast, especially on the outer appearance. We can't keep up with these people, with these fake things, these fake lips, these fake stats. We can't keep up with that. But God just said, I'm concerned about you. And he's so concerned about you, he keeps keeping you day after day, year after year. So So I'm just saying that's why I was stagnating. That's why, because it was my mind. But I know now that man concerned about me, because every day I wake up, I got a chance to get it right. I got a chance to get it right. So this time I want to get it right. And I'm going to get it right in all areas. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to get it right in my face. I'm going to get it right with my head. Like, I'm going to be in a place where I'm really excited about me. Because somebody got to be excited about you. Somebody. And if it's just you, then you celebrate yourself. You got to be excited about yourself. And I don't want to make this just this woman thing, because I know we're all women that's on here, unless there's a man on here. But for real, we're all women, and I know there's some things that we want people to do for us, but if we don't do it for ourselves, at least a couple of months, a couple of years maybe, concern about yourself. Because God even said, if you delight in me, delight, that means take joy in me. If you delight in me, I will give you those desires, those extra things. Because if you really realize, yes, it was a man that was made first, but the woman kind of added on to that. If you realize, if you delight yourself in him for a little bit, and a little bit could be a whole season, a little bit could be a whole year, yes, without the man. If you really delight yourself, I would give you all those desires that you desire of your heart. That's extra. That's just extra stuff that's already added on to you. So just imagine how lit you're going to be, how bomb you're going to be. If you already good by yourself with God, and then he adds some other, that's a blessing right there. You add on to what I'm already,
what I already got.
So I'm just, I'm done, but I just want to say that he don't let it be twisted. He is concerned about everything you're concerned about naturally, mentally, physically, emotionally. He is concerned about you. So when you find yourself talking about something so small, and people are like, girl, go on by, get over that. God is concerned about everything you're concerned about. And that's it. He's concerned about it. He's concerned about everything you want, everything you desire. He's concerned about it. And he want to know about it. So when you pray at night tonight, be real. Be honest. Don't try to sound like us. Don't try to go into something. If y'all don't know how to talk in tongues, that is fine. If y'all don't know how to say those big words, that is fine. But he's saying, come to me tonight, so real and honest. God, my name is so-and-so, and I need this. And I want this. And I want this to change.
Yes,
and I like this. That's it. And even if it's small, God, I want this to grow. God, I want my face to look better. God, I do want to lose those 10 pounds. He is saying, that's okay that you ask that. He said, ask and you shall receive. Jesus, ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Ooh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are so thankful to be on the line, to be able to be used by the Lord, to bring encouragement to you, to shift things in your life. Amen. We don't take it for granted. And we know that our time on air is coming to an end. So if you guys were not in the chat room to receive our emails, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you need prayer, encouragement, whatever it is that you may need, if you want to contact us by email, you may contact me, Brownisha Blackman, at evangelist.blackman@yahoo.com. And Ms. Crystal, you can contact her at chrissysimpson20@gmail.com. Forgive me, it's chrissysimpson20@gmail.com. And if you need me to spell that out, it's Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y-S-I-M-P-O. Well, listen, why I want to act like I'm missing that? K-R-I-S-S-Y, her last name, Simpson20@gmail.com. For me, Evangelist is evangelist.blackman@yahoo.com. For the Evangelist Blackman, make sure there's a dot in between. If you guys want to reach out to us, any question, any prayer requests, if, I don't know, if you need us to follow up with you, whatever it is, you know, you guys are more than welcome to email us. So we got about, it says we got about 5 minutes online, but I wanted to make sure that I got that out to you guys. And also a reminder that we are on here every first and third Friday of the month. Make sure you mark it in your calendars that we're here on every first and third Friday of the month. And we come in here on Free Talk Radio to be free, to talk freely, to be used however God is going to use us. And so, again, we're so thankful for all those that are listening in, all of those that will tune in later. We are thankful for Ms. Venus, who called in to announce her Girl Power Within event that is taking place Saturday, February 10th. And as I said, that information will be added to the chat room. It will be added to the chat room. And if you don't see it in the chat room, you're welcome to go over to Eventbrite and just simply type in Girl Power Within, and it should pop up. And even if you're still having difficulties and you are one that really, really want to make it out to that event, be sure to email me at evangelist.blackman@yahoo.com, and I can give you further information regarding that. So, Crystal, I mean, I didn't have a good old time chatting with you tonight. And I just love how God has moved, how he moved tonight. And I thank God for your transparency, most definitely, that you was just, you know, you allow God just to be so freely to move through you. And I know that it was so many people that were blessed on tonight. I know that it was so many people that took away something from this air tonight. And we just want to honor the women and the men, whoever may be listening to us. We just thank God for you all. And we're praying for you and with you. And can I tell you that we don't even have to know you by name. We just know you by your spirit to intercede on your behalf. So I'm just thanking and praising God, and I'm asking that he continue to move on your behalf, that he makes a way out of no way for you, that he make every crooked path straight in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that he continue just to bless, that he continue to heal. I'm asking that he touch your mind, because we're binding up the spirit of depression. We're binding up the spirit of defeat in the name of Jesus. We're speaking that the people that hear, that be up under the sound of our voice, the ones that hear from us, the ones that receive on tonight, that a change will take about of your life. I'm speaking that this will be your year to conquer whatever it is that you need to conquer for this year. If it be your education, if it be your business, if it be getting your finances in order, if it be just providing for your family, I'm praying that God equip you and he give you all that you need to conquer to make it through. And I just want to leave one last thing with you as a reminder. At all times, be authentically yourself. Be who you are, be who God has created you to be. Because who God has created you to be is set up just to change somebody else's life. And never be ashamed of your testimony. We're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of our testimony. So you guys be blessed on tonight. You guys will hear back from us. I'm not even quite sure today. Look at me. I'm supposed to be on myself, huh? But you guys will hear from us the next February 2nd. That will be the first Friday in February. February 2nd, you guys be sure to mark your calendars. And again, God bless you all.
Amen.